Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon, the start of the NFL season tonight with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens, which means we got to get our season picks on the record. We need to put these on the record. You can put it on the board. Yes. Without further ado. Our division and a commercial playing in my ear. Okay, now, without further ado, or maybe there is ado.
More ado.
This is much ado about do.
All right.
Our division and Super Bowl winner. All three of us. Let's go. All right. First up, let's just start in the NFC West. Who is your division winner in the NFC West?
Oh, don't make me say it.
Say it. Say it.
Stupid Chiefs.
NFC West.
Oh, NFC West. Oh, okay. 49ers. I think you said AFC West.
NFC West.
We
know it's your AFC West. Yeah,
I went with the 49ers. I did hesitate. I'm half buying the Rams. I know how terrible that sounds, but I don't know. There's no Aaron Donald, which gives me great pause.
That is all of my pause.
Great pause. But I don't know, man. McVay and the Rams and Stafford, I don't know. But I am taking the Niners.
All right.
Niners.
Clean sweep. 49ers win the NFC West.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
All right, in the NFC East. In the NFC East, I'm going to start this thing off. I'm going to go with a team that has a lot of controversy kind of swirling around it right now, but they did get better from a skill standpoint at running back and at linebacker with the additions of Saquon Barkley and Patrick Queen, respectively. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think this says more about the division itself.
My absolutely bat-ass crazy pick. I am picking the Commanders to win the division.
Ooh.
I think the Eagles are going to implode.
Wow.
The Cowboys are a disaster, and the Commanders are this year's Texans.
Okay.
Eagles.
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 NFC North, I'm going the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell's doing Applebee's ads now. The world is right. The Detroit Lions seem like a Super Bowl contender.
I wanted to pick something different here just to shake it up, but I can't.
All right.
I was riding that Lions train hard last year, and I'm not getting off anytime soon.
All right.
I, too, have the Lions.
Wow. All right, the NFC South, I got the Atlanta Falcons. I think Kirk Cousins will improve that roster enough to win that division, which is not a great division by any stretch of the imagination. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won it last year at 9-8. I think Kirk Cousins is a guy I do not trust to win in the playoffs, but I trust him to win that division. And my reasoning behind going with Atlanta over Tampa Bay, we saw the best version of Baker Mayfield last year. His offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Dave Canales, is now the head coach of the Carolina Panthers within that division itself. So I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons being the most talented team in that division.
I am going to go with those Bucs because Baker Mayfield did have that season last year. He was a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. They have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, Mike Evans. Their entire offensive line is nice, good, solid, certainly above average. Defensively, they're pretty much set everywhere. I like that team as a whole. They're not a title contending team, but they're just a really good team. This is that perennial 9-7, 10-6 type team that we've always had for years where you're like, that's a playoff team.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you have in this division is a 10-7, 11-6 team is going to win this division.
I think Dusty looked at my sheet before we took the test today. Mm. I, too, have the Falcons.
I filled mine out very first. Very first one on the sheet.
Yeah, and it's basically just somebody has to win that division because...
They're doo-doo.
Yeah.
They are doo-doo, baby. I think it's going to be tough for Tampa, too, because do you know who their crossover division is? The AFC West. Okay. The other crossover division that they have is the NFC East, which is not that bad. Mm. But because they were a playoff team a year ago, they also have to play the Baltimore Ravens and Detroit Lions.
Tough on the schedule.
So they have the Chiefs, Lions, and Ravens this year.
Their top three Super Bowl.
And the San Francisco 49ers are on their schedule as well.
Top four Super Bowl picks. It's tough.
Dang, maybe they're like, we don't want to win the division anymore. We don't want to win the division anymore.
You know what I hear there? There's 13 more chances to win games.
13 more chances to win some football games. All right, let's go through our wild card picks in the NFC. Whom do you got, Mr. Meringue?
I went Packers because I was splitting hairs. I just don't see the weapons there. I know some people really like the Packers offensively with LaFleur and Love. I like Christian Watson. I don't love him. Again, they don't have a number one, so I don't understand how you can sit there and go, they're going to be one of the best offenses in football. Like, it's hard for me to see that, but still a really good team. I am buying what the Rams are selling. I'm going to go down that line. I have them as a wild card team. And then the Eagles, because the talent is overwhelming despite the stupid and probably the implosion.
Yeah.
I got the Packers, Commies, and Rams.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Yeah. Great insight, Bob.
All right, I got the Packers, the Cowboys, because this is who the Cowboys are. Good enough to get to the wild card, and then Dak Prescott dribbles it down his leg, along with his coach, Mike McCarthy.
Do they give him an MVP just so he can lose in the first round and they can really beat him over the head
with
it?
Don't do that. And then my third wild card team... This is a team that I'm just going to ride with because I said they could be okay this year. Over-under on their win total is 7.5, which is very similar to a lot of these teams that we're talking about here. The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, see, your Cardinals kink is kind of like my Commanders kink right now. We both have one where we're like, we shouldn't believe in them.
No.
But there's something there.
Yeah. Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr., Maserati Marv.
You have your crazy Kyler and
Jonathan
Marvin.
Gannon. Jonathan Gannon as a defensive coordinator.
I'm going with my crazy with Jaden Daniels.
All right, do it. I do not feel comfortable about that, but hey, you got to have turnover in those playoffs. Mm. I'm turning that bad boy over with the Cardinals and the Falcons and Eagles. All right, AFC. Let's start in the AFC West. I think this is going to be a clean sweep. It's Danny, I'm making you say it.
It's the Chiefs.
It is the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs.
All right, in the AFC East, I'm maybe bucking a trend here. Mm. I'm going the Miami Dolphins.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I am going to go with the Bills because I'm still going to take the best quarterback, even without the weapons. I'm really interested to see what the play calling ends up looking like.
Yeah.
Is this a coach saving his job, or is this a coach getting fired?
It's going to go either way.
Because I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to have a coach show that he is adaptable and he's figured it out, or they're going to make a change at the end of the season.
Yep.
This was, I think, the division I struggled with most between the Dolphins and the Bills, but I went with Miami.
You know, I have a question. You can wear the Guardian cap now. Why doesn't Tua wear it?
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe because it's too on brand.
Like,
you mean Tua on brand?
Oh, he's back. He's back. All right, AFC North, I'm going the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going the Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, healthy. Jamar Chase will be back. They have improved their offensive line tremendously across the board. We're drafting Mims out of Georgia as a right tackle. Then you also bring in Trent Brown this offseason. I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals to win that division, a war of attrition in the AFC North.
I love the Bengals. That is a team that I truly, truly like. Outside of watching the Raiders, it is probably the team that I watch the most.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about schedules. They have the Chiefs. They have the Eagles. They have, there was one other one in here. Oh, the Cowboys for their non-conference games. And I was like, That's a tough slate. That's a tough slate right out of, you know, for a team that's going to be working Ja'Marr Chase back in, doesn't have Joe Mixon. So I leaned and I went Ravens. Against my better judgment, I did go Ravens. I was one of those people 2-3 years ago that was critical of Lamar Jackson, his inability or unwillingness to push the ball down the field, and his inconsistent accuracy with it.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, he has absolutely been nails there. I don't have a reason to question Lamar Jackson anymore, so I'm going to go with them simply because I think they've got a little more juice now.
I did also struggle with this division between the Bengals and the Ravens, but in the end, the Bengals came out on top.
All right. AFC South. AFC South.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
You wrote the Texans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. I did. I went back and forth. I'm sorry. I am going to go with the Texans.
Certainly not.
Yes. I'm going to go with the Texans. I waffled back and forth on this one, yeah, as you can tell. I am going to not buy the regression.
Okay.
But I think you're looking at that game between them at the end of the season as what's going to decide that division.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
I think nobody is running away with this division. I do see the Texans, though, having a little bit of a regression, but this is going to be – the team coming out of here is going to be 10-7, maybe 9-8, but I'm going with the Jaguars.
I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars as well. The thing that holds me back from Houston is the fact they were that division winner. So their three games that are not the non-crossover divisional games – they will have to play the NFC North as a crossover division, but the three teams that they play outside of their crossover divisions, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Green Bay Packers. They have a tougher schedule this year. That's what happens when you win the division the year before. That makes things exponentially harder. That's why I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars, where instead of having to play the Baltimore Ravens, they are in the Chiefs. They get the Raiders. They get the Browns, and then their third team that they play is also the Green Bay Packers. So two of those exponential – oh, no, the Packers are part of their crossover at the NFC North. Their other one – oh, the Raiders. I already said them. The Eagles and the Browns. Raiders, Eagles, Browns. That's a lot easier than the three that you have for the Houston Texans there. So I'm going Jacksonville Jaguars. AFC wild cards. I got the Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens, and Houston Texans. Those are my three wild cards.
Ravens, Bills, Chargers.
Oh.
I went Bengals, Jags, Steelers because Mike Tomlin is not going to let go of that.
Ooh. Hey, we will have a little update coming up on the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. Super Bowl. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I went Ravens and Lions.
Ravens beating the Lions?
Indeed.
Ravens beating
Lamar
the Lions.
Lamar Jackson getting over the hump.
Derrick Henry gets a big old ring for his big old hands.
Mm-hmm.
This is a terribly boring prediction, but Chiefs, Niners.
Boo! I want new blood. I want new blood.
Mm.
I'm going Lions, Bengals.
I like it.
That is like, people look at that and be like,
Lions, Tigers, oh my.
They'd be like, that's the grossest Super Bowl ever. It'll be beautiful
Are
to
you
me,
kidding
damn
me?
It.
Stylistically, Lions and Bengals would be a fantastic game.
It would be
game.
The most fun game. Beautiful uniforms,
yeah.
Too.
Stark and contrast, blue versus white and orange.
It's the big cat game.
Yeah.
You got big old cats and playing Lions versus Bengals.
The Lions and Bears meet in the NFC Championship. You have Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my.
Oh my.
See? Oh my.
Who would be the oh my?
You beat me to the Lions and Tigers and Bears thing.
All right. Let's get to an update for the Pittsburgh Steelers. all right. So, our Super Bowl picks. I got the Lions over the Bengals. Feel not confident in that. You've got the Ravens and the Lions. Rust is vanilla ice cream over there. Chiefs over the 49ers for the three-peat.
What are you going to do?
I mean,
if you think they're the best two teams, you pick the best two teams.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
I know. I thought
you
so.
You did that.
So
and
there.
You're smart. Directional school, private university. That's the difference right there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.